Hey guys, this is Afi, and welcome to day 7 or confession 7, which is I am pliable in God's hands. And I'll share a personal story on how I came up with that confession. So one Sunday night, my church had a women's spirit encounter. It's where we worship in the spirit, and then we have a message either from one of the pastors at the church, I've never seen a man be a guest speaker, but one of the women pastors in the church or a guest speaker. Well, this encounter was different from the ones that I had always been to because it was all worship, like 2 hours of just straight worship. And at one point in the worship set, it was more towards the end. There actually was a man on the praise and worship team, and he started to sing along with the worship leader. And he started singing, Have Your Way, Have Your Way, Have Your Way. He takes all my brokenness. And then he said, you are the potter and I am the clay. And I got up out of my seat. At that point, I just felt like stirred. I can't really explain it. I felt stirred. And I got up out of my seat and I kind of crouched down on the floor, hit kind of like face down. And as they kept singing this over us, before I knew it, I was boohoo crying. And not quietly, like loudly. I'm pretty sure that everybody in the room heard it. And I wasn't really sure why. But I knew that as he's saying that God, you know, he was saying that God takes all our brokenness. I knew that he was saying, he didn't say the other part to this, but I knew that he was saying that God takes all our brokenness and makes something good out of it. So he eventually started to sing, you are the potter and I am the clay. And it led me to look up Jeremiah 18. Because I know that to be the passage or one of the passages in the Bible where the Lord talks about how he is the potter and we are the clay. So I'll read a little bit of it to you. After God told Jeremiah to go down and, you know, to the potter shop, this is what happened. He said, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the Lord said, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, said the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in mine. And so when I read that, it brought me to tears because I realized for the first time in my life, I was finally broken down to the point where I just was going to allow God to completely have his way in my life. Yeah, I might fuss about it. Yeah, I might not like it, but I was going to let him have his way. And it blessed me because it helped me to see that God could have thrown me away. Like it, in this passage, the potter could have said, this piece of thing that I made is useless. It didn't come out. And there's another translation that says that the clay didn't come out as the potter had hoped. And when I read that, that had me in tears because I said, God, I know that I have not turned out as you could have hoped. You couldn't have had these plans for me. You couldn't have. I know that, like, you know, God is a loving God and that his grace is what overcomes our mistakes and our screw ups. And that's what it means when, you know, it says that all things work together for our good. Because God's grace is like, it's kind of like car insurance. Like when you have an accident out on the road, when you have a good insurance company, they take care of these things so that the collision is not even more of a mess. That's kind of like what God's grace is like. His grace is for those times in life where, you know, you're just like, I don't know how I got here. I mean, I know, but I don't, like, I, because I know how I got here and I know better, I don't know how I got here. That's what God's grace is for. It's for those times in life where you're just like, I don't know how I got here. And like the passage or the particular version of this passage says, I know that I didn't come out like God hoped. So that's where I was when I read that passage. So what I was saying is that God could have thrown me away. I could have been a statistic. I could have wound up in the crazy house. I could have had a lot of things happened to me in life that were just way worse than what I had already been through. But God saw fit to make me over again and again. And this time his making me over is going to be something that I look forward to because I'm cooperative and bendable. As chaotic as it might seem sometimes, as painful as it might seem or feel sometimes, I'm going to allow God to have his way. And I promise you that as you confess this over your life, I am pliable in God's hands. As you confess, I am pliable in God's hands. I promise you that if you allow God to have his way in you, you won't regret it. So once again, our confession for today is I am pliable in God's hands. And don't forget, confess your way to success. And join us tomorrow for day 8, confession number 8.